Fair Isabella, mind me well, for now I do declare that all the world you do excel, methinks you are so fair. Then prithee grant to me my suit, in thee I do delight. If you deny without dispute, death seizes me outright. But, Thomas, these are tricks of youth that I cannot approve. To tell you now the very truth, I fear you do not love. A passion only you pretend to rob me of my bliss. If love no further do extend, oh, what a shame is this! My dearest, do not doubtful be that I should be unkind. I swear to be most true to thee, and thou shalt surely find that if you walk the flowery plain this long 7 years and more, you ne'er will find a kinder swain your virtues to adore. Well, Thomas, since you do protest your love is so entire, and that you do not speak in jest, you set my heart on fire. Methinks I feel such tickling pain I never knew before, and if you love me not again, sure I shall die therefore. Talk not of death, my dearest love, I love thee as my life. And if thou wilt but constant prove, then thou shalt be my wife. Betwixt my arms I'll thee embrace, and teach thee such a trick. We'll make thy joys increase apace, and blisses tumble thick. What kind of blisses do you mean? Methinks my heart doth burn. And if you should now change the scene, I should forever mourn. I feel such panting in my breast, till now I ne'er did know. With pains of love I am oppressed, at pains I undergo. Well, Isabella, now believe my love is so entire. For me thou shalt no longer grieve, I'll cool thy burning fire. Thou shalt be free from care and fear, and like a princess reign. Yea, thou shalt be my only dear, the glory of the pain. Her colour then did come and go, her lips looked wan and pale. Love's passion she did plainly show, which did so much prevail. She with an amorous sigh did part, which Thomas minded well. O love, quoth he, this breaks my heart, now love, my love, farewell. When Isabella saw him faint, down to the ground she fell, and thus she made a short complaint, did Thomas say farewell. 'Tis time for me now to depart, and to Elysium fly. Thus Isabella broke her heart, for love did Thomas die. You lovers, all both great and small, be ruled by my advice. Into such passions do not fall, which proves fool's paradise. With moderation set your lovers to obtain, and if your lovers constant prove, 'twill quit you of all pain. But cruel fortune that will change did both their lives destroy. She smiled at first, at last grew strange, and did their loves annoy. Both in a grave these two were laid that made the world admire. Alive or dead, the people said the shepherd would lie by her. Their parents mourned night and day for their exceeding loss. I wish that other lovers may take warning by the cross, and not in seeming rage to go or from their lovers part. This loving shepherd he did so, which broke his lover's heart.